Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
And Squarespace.
Squarespace.
And Squarespace.
What about them?
Well, they're the only real place that I would consider if I was trying to. If someone said, Rosenberg, I want to start a website.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, first of all, you can call me Peter if you want.
Okay.
And second of all, if you're starting a website, you should go to squarespace.com.
Right.
And
right,
you should use the code WANEP when you get there because they'll give you a better price, even though their price is already fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will have the most simple, easy, amazing experience in the world building a website.
So because you're not, I didn't go to school to build websites. I don't want to be a website designer. I have another business I'm trying to promote with my website. Am I able to update this Squarespace website easily?
Yes, because it's very easy. That's the thing. You don't have to be a professional. This isn't for professional nerds.
What were those guys called back in the day?
Web designers?
Yeah, web designers.
You don't need that anymore. No offense, but you don't need that. You can do it yourself. So just go to Squarespace, use the code WANEP, and you build
your own website. I want to take my dates that I'm doing gigs and put them on my website. Can I do that?
That's the one limitation.
Without making 4 phone calls to some dweeb.
That's the one limitation. Anything calendar related, you have to make 4 phone calls to do it. Just kidding. Of course you can.
Oh, I knew you were joking.
Yes. Squarespace.com. Use the code WANEP. Squarespace. Build it beautiful. And man, you talk about beautiful, Saif.
Yeah.
What a piece of work the Tribe Called Quest People's Instinctive Travels album is. Do you remember that album?
I remember it thoroughly. My friend Gabby would like to see your 45s.
Yes, we'll talk about that shortly. What do you remember? When did you first hear a Tribe Called Quest?
Probably Video Music Box.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I left my wallet in El Segundo was a video.
Mm-hmm.
Was the first video?
Let's look up the order. And can you tell your assistant to stop her repug coughing?
She's
just kidding. I'm just kidding.
She's sickly. She's sickly.
Is, she is.
She's a sickly.
I'd say this with all due respect, but she's sort of like a mangy old dog.
Right.
That sounds
right.
Mean.
A dog?
Do you see her face?
The dog? The. That's messed up.
Well, more like a bitch.
Because she's a female dog. By the way, I want you to know that she is still boring as shit on Snapchat.
You're boring.
I check in. Oh yeah, she's just like, hey,
you
need
to, like, twerk or something.
Saif, now we're talking. Do something. Do something with the camera, am I right?
I couldn't hang around a girl that twerks.
She's literally like,
I mean, in that aspect.
But fine. But what about this? She just holds the camera to like this. Hi, Snapchat. They wanted me to snap. Who's they? We don't know. She's like, all right, well, bye. Do you? We don't know. Anyways, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You don't look like a mangy old dog at all. That's fine. You can totally do that. So you think, I want to look up the order of singles right now, actually, Saif, because I'm a little unsure.
For some reason, I feel Segundo was first.
But I agree with you.
But I love the first Tribe album. It is underrated. There's some bangers on there. Push It Along, Luck of Lucien, the one with the beat, the same beat that Public Enemy used.
Pubic Enemy?
No, not Pubic Enemy. I got the remixes of Benita Apple Bum.
The Hootie mix?
There was another one. There was like a UK one supposed to be fire. And they used the Big Papa sample before Biggie.
For the Hootie mix. That's the Hootie mix.
That's the Hootie mix.
That's the first place that the Isley Brothers got used, I think. That sample? No.
That's what we know. That's what it feels like.
All right, so you ready for...
Mr. Muhammad is the shit.
The source gave People's Instinctive Travels 5 stars. 5 mics.
5 mics?
Yeah. Chicago Tribune, 3.5 stars. Entertainment Weekly, A-. All right, so album singles, guys. Here you go. The first single released on April 11th, 1990 was... left my wallet in El Segundo.
Yep, told you. Why was that the first single?
We don't know.
Why was that?
The second single. Okay. By the way, but there was a leak before that.
There was.
Yes.
Of?
I want to say, of course I knew that.
Oh, no, it wasn't a leak. They put out, I think.
Ready? What was it? Because I remember.
Was it Descriptions of a Fool?
That's right.
Yeah.
Description of a Fool would be the first leak or promo off the album. That's not listed here as a single.
They didn't have leaks back then.
Yeah, no, it was a single. It was a little floater. They tested it out.
Yeah.
And then they said, you know what? Fuck it. Second single, July 5th, 1990. By the way, the B-side of Left My Wallet in El Segundo, Pubic Enemy. Second single, July 5th, 1990 is?
Bonita?
Bonita.
Before Can I Kick It?
You're supposed to say Bonita again. You went Bonita?
Bonita.
Bonita. Before Can I Kick It, B-side, Mr. Muhammad.
Yep.
The third single released again just a couple of months later. They went April, July, October. That's how you do an album, Sif. October 29th, they released Can I Kick It.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the B-side.
Gabby, did you just mouth Yes, You Can? Okay.
She did. Yeah. Well, she's real. B-side, Spirits, If the Papes Come, and yes. If the Papes Come remix.
Right, which is not on the album.
No. But let me tell you about If the Papes Come. We don't have an input here, but I would play it for you because it's...
Fire.
Woo!
If the Papes Come, uses that Lou Donaldson.
The Tribe single game in general was just...
Was this Jive? Was it Tribe? Who was responsible?
I don't know.
Chris Lighty?
These are things I need to find out. So, by the way, did I tell you? I just remembered this. That a couple weeks ago...
Get on down and start buying shit.
You want to go to Get On Down right now? Yeah, you really should. Because you love buying
I always
shit.
Look at the shit that they have, and I'm like, I want that.
They'll send you stuff, but you should buy stuff.
Send me stuff, please, but yeah, I'm also going to go and just buy shit.
All right, so real quick, this is what's happening. November 27th, I believe, is the date. They are re-releasing. Okay, they're taking the entire People's Instinctive Travels album and putting it all on individual 45s.
Thank you.
With original jackets, some of which are the original artwork, like El Segundo. This did exist, for example, right? Description of Fool was not on 45. Luck of Lucio was not on 45. Moving Butts was not a single at all. Bonita was on 45. Mm-hmm. I have it. Can I Kick It was on 45. I have that. But all these other ones were never on 45, and they're on 45. All have amazing artwork. It comes in a special box.
Yeah.
Go to getondown.com. Shop Get On Down on Instagram. The things, yo, well, Sif, they put out. They just put out the Raekwon purple tape. In this box with the purple tape inside. Yo. If you're a hip-hop nerd, it's literally the best site ever.
What's the website?
GetOnDown.com. Yeah, Juanito. That's right, Juanito. Be quiet.
I can talk.
Now, Juanito does have talking privileges. It's unfortunate. But
thanks, man.
He's kind of been around.
Shop, Get On Down. Follow.
Oh, the follow. But, Sif, now you're going to have to unfollow a big titty bitch.
Yo, why?
To make
I have
room.
A great Tumblr
here we go, Juanito. What's that?
Top Zoar, Top something. Oh, Big Top Titty Alert. Amazing on Tumblr.
Ooh. Sif, you interested in that?
Not Tumblr. How do I get to that?
Tumblr. Yo, Tumblr is the shit for like.
I don't
like,
fuck with Tumblr like that.
You said Big Top Titty?
Yeah, hold on.
Doesn't like top and.
Oh, Busty Chicks, too.
Okay, nice. Don't tell you guys. It's Juanito who's talking about this.
No, I'm a creep.
I mean,
I'm
me
a titty
too.
Creep.
Me too, but. Oh, yeah, man, they have a lot of good stuff on here. So go to getondown.com. I have, like, all the 45s they put out. The Tribe box at those. Oh, and look, do you see that? They sent me this early, too.
Yeah, Run DMC.
Run DMC one that's coming out. That's tough.
Yeah. While you guys are on your computer going to Get On Down, why don't you also stop by Tidal.com?
Oh, you want to talk about right. Tidal for a minute?
Please check out my comedy series called the No Small Talk Comedy Series on Tidal.com. First episode is free, or you can watch it on the YouTube. Just to make sure, I'm trying to get awareness of this comedy series.
It's funny.
So please go check it out. No Small Talk Comedy Series, the first original programming on Tidal. Tidal.com. Thank you, Jay-Z and Alicia Keys and Usher and J. Cole and Beyonce and Deadmau5 and
Deadmau5
Jack Black and not Jack Black.
Jack Black and Deadmau5?
Who's the guy from the White Stripes?
Jack White?
Jack White. Not Jack Black. Different guy. And all the other owners of Tidal.
Oh, they're in there as well?
Yeah. No, they're not in the series. They just own Tidal.
They're not on your series, though?
No. My series is comedians.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jack White's not doing stand-up where he talks about records? Vinyl?
What's the guy's name with the one eye? Before Fetty Wap?
New Jack Thriller.
Jack Thriller.
Young Jack Thriller.
He was around. He's not on it, but he was around.
Well, that's shout out to you, Jack. That's my guy. Even though he's been trying to get some repug guests on the morning show. I don't know if he's like doing PR or something.
You know, who heard Fetty Wap to Jack Thriller? That's fucked up.
Who's it fucked up to? Don't play yourself. Don't ever play yourself.
But yeah, so.
Wait, I gotta say something about Jack White. We know. Tidal, you gotta watch the show. It's amazing.
Please watch it.
But I was in Houston last week.
Mm-hmm.
For Jake's celebration of life.
Right.
First of all, it was awesome.
Right.
It was great. Second of all, I loved Houston. I was very surprised how much I liked Houston. Like, it wasn't repug to me. I was nice. And I went to this little record store, as I went to many record stores. First of all, they had a real DJ store. I think it's called Mega DJ. It was awesome. I bought new needles. They're sweet. And I went to a record store, and they had a mini turntable, like this big, that only plays 3-inch records.
There's a such thing as 3-inch records?
Yes, not many. Jack White supposedly found, like, a factory in Japan and bought all of them.
All of the turntables?
Mini turntables.
Wow.
Brought them on tour with him, created 8 different 3-inch White Stripes records, and sold them
with the
limited
turntable.
And you could buy the mini turntable.
Wow.
And I saw one of the turntables for $250. And it was awesome.
It works? You plug it in, it works?
Yeah, it was on battery.
Is it a Technique?
No. It's just a mini, tiny, with the Japanese writing on it.
Right.
The only problem is, like, I would have paid $250 for that, for the novelty of it, except I can only play 8. I don't love the White Stripes, but...
What are you talking about?
I would want to be able to play other songs on it.
You didn't buy it?
Is this
You're
bad?
You're a fucking weirdo. Yo, my man, you make bread now, and you didn't buy it?
Yeah, is that bad?
Yes, it's bad. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I didn't buy it. Like, I can't afford it. I that's how I still act. Like, I was like, $250 is a lot.
But that's your life, small record.
Life. I know. What am I doing?
You did not buy it.
I got to find this guy.
Yo, you're a fucking weirdo.
I'm a jackwagon.
I don't have the money, and I would have bought it.
You would have bought for $250.
That's what credit cards are for. I'm gonna pay for this later.
By the way, it's this big.
That's crazy.
And it's an operating turntable.
Yeah.
I should have, as a turntable guy, how would I not have owned that?
You should have bought it.
It would have been my collection forever.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I doing?
Oh, no. What were you doing there? What else did you buy?
Some random 45s. One good 45s. Sir Mix-a-Lot, My Posse on Broadway.
Yeah. You went there to spend on 45s. You
right.
Had money. You brought money to spend on 45s, or at least have your
right.
card. You didn't find any good 45s. Not a lot. You found a couple.
Nothing. I spent like $10.
But you still have the money allotted to purchasing something in Houston. You buy the mini turntable.
What am I doing? It's crazy that I didn't buy it. And, like, you know, you never know. Maybe I could have found a place that would press up 3-inch records for me.
Or maybe that'll be the next thing.
And I'd have the...
Because look how upset you were when other people beat you to this 45 craze. Just Blaze and Clark Kent.
It's so much work for me to get back in the game.
So what if you were the originator of the 3-inch game?
I'm already the original of the 3-inch game.
Ayo!
I'm talking about my cock! Sorry.
I don't know if we can have your female judgment on the podcast. This is what we do.
Ew, you said, what part was ew? Like that you think I was being serious, that I have a 3-inch cock, and I just revealed that?
I think it was the point. Your point looked creepy. Your point. The
3-inch cock. Yeah, I guess, no one wants that, I guess. So anyways, I know what I'm doing the second I get off the phone. I mean, the second we get off the air. I'm finding this fucking guy.
Yeah.
And I'm going, I was in there the other day. Do you still have, what the fuck was I thinking? I need it. I'll pay you right now on PayPal. Will you send it to me?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You support it.
I support that.
And if Alexa gives me a hard time.
For what?
By the way, I invited you to Alexa's birthday. Did you get the invite?
Oh, fuck.
You're such a piece of shit. I know you're not going
to
go.
I meant to reply. I'm really backed up with emails. I'm sorry. I meant to reply. Say I did want to go. When is it? Or you don't say it here.
No, it doesn't matter. It's private anyway. A week from Saturday.
Oh, I'm away. This Saturday?
No.
A week.
Yes.
I'm in Toronto this weekend and next weekend.
2 weekends in a row?
Yeah. I wanted to go, though. I would go to that.
What about, are you going to, you're going this Saturday, too.
Yeah.
So no Laura's birthday either.
Yeah.
Did you call Victor Cruz on his birthday and wish him a happy Puerto Rican birthday?
I didn't know it was his birthday.
I
don't know about people's birthdays anymore because I don't work on the radio.
How did it feel coming back to the station for the second time?
Fine.
Feels normal now.
I'm happy to be here.
Why don't you
saw the CFO downstairs.
He thought you worked at Power 105.
He thought I worked at Power 105.
That really speaks to maybe some of the problems that were going on.
Can we get some clarity here?
Yeah, Sype doesn't work. He showed up there once, really to be clear here, on the Angie Martinez. He showed up to visit his friend Angie Martinez.
Yeah, and I told him that. I was like, I went there once. I did a guest spot on Angie's show. I don't work there.
Did he hit you with, who's Angie?
What?
Why are we doing this? Did you see that? Did you hear that Empire did a fake Hot 97 last night?
No.
They called it Heat 103 Summer Jam.
Uh-huh.
The funniest part about it is not that they did that. That's not surprising. But the artwork, they stole the exact bullshit font that we used last year for summer. Exact. Yeah. Remember how it was like that gold, the way it was listed? You remember it said Kendrick Lamar on top? And it was like this.
I wasn't,
if you see it.
I wasn't here. I didn't work here at the time.
Oh.
I paid no. I paid
oh, by
zero
the way, not only,
fucks to some of
yeah, yeah, by
year.
The way, not only did you not work here, but that was still at the time where it was, like, pretty new.
Yeah.
So you really gave zero. I remember. Yeah. I was like, Summer Gyms, you're like, really? Who gives
I don't
a
know
shit?
Nothing about Summer Gym.
I think it turned out for the best.
What?
Your life.
Oh. It's turning. It's turned. It's turning.
Juanito, is there anything before we bring in? Tribe Called Quest is here now. So this is the you're about to get kicked out.
Why?
Because Tribe's here.
There's a bunch of black guys outside.
Okay, that would be a Tribe Called Quest. That's not how you talk about them, Juanito. Anyways, on that
no,
note.
Not them, the other guys around them.
Okay, well, either way, you shouldn't say there's a bunch of black guys. It just sounds weird. You know what I'm saying?
But listen, sorry, real quick, before Tribe comes in, what's happening with Juan Epstein?
I think it's doing really well. People are loving it.
Yeah.
We were up in the rankings again last week.
Okay.
I've been taking fucking shots. Boom, boom, boom. Rap radar. Boom. Suck a dick.
Why are you taking shots?
I don't know. I was just bored.
Damn.
Wait, where's your shots? On Twitter?
Yeah, not at Elliot. I've been leaving Elliot out of it. But, I mean, yeah, I mentioned him, but I said I respect Elliot a great deal. It bothered me that every time Elliot had a new venture, hardcover, website relaunch, whatever it was, he comes up to the radio station, he did a one app, two one apps he's been on. We showed love. Even though our relationship's been kind of weird at times, always show love. Now they have a new podcast, and on their website, they won't want it with fucking De La. Nothing. They only post their own
website. That's not the way. I don't know about oil. I don't care about all beef and weird feelings. I'm just telling you, Elliot, that's not the way to play it. The podcast world, we could all live. There's no need to have this divide. And then I was with Combat Jack, and they got some back and forth fire shots. I'm sure he wants to fire shots at me too, but I'm bulletproof.
Because you don't
I'm not even bulletproof. I'm like Jello. Like, and you can pop shots all you want, it just goes through me. Like, I don't give a fuck.
No, get stuck in your fat.
Because it's not what it's about. I'm not trying to win the podcast game. I want to interview my favorite rappers and sometimes not my favorite rappers and then find some interesting shit that I'm glad I did the interview.
Yeah, no, I have to tell you, I really, once things got good between me and Combat Jack, I lost all desire to feud with other podcasts. Now, can I get trolled back in when they're constantly like, we're the number one? Of course. Not by Jack, but by Rap Radar. If they're like, we're the number one. Bro, of course that you're trying to, and I fall for it. We all know I'm the easiest person to troll.
Bitch.
Thanks, Juan. But, yeah, it's unnecessary. Like, we should all support each other. I don't give a damn. Like,
you can't call him Juan on this podcast. I'm Juan.
Ooh. You're actually Lewis. Not,
yeah, no, but on
it's,
this,
it's called
Juan
Epstein's good point.
So. I thought it was because of me. I had Juan.
Nope.
Yeah, but you got to be Nito.
You're Nito. You haven't heard, we like calling that these days.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Nito. Nito Juanito. But anyway, so there's just, like, no need for it. Now, granted,
this is not going to matter. He's still going to do it.
No, it's not really him, though. Is Elliot's co-host, B-Dot, is he my favorite guy in the world? No, not my favorite guy. When he came in here, I went back and heard that podcast. I felt he talked to me with general disrespect, and everyone in the station was literally practically wanted to follow him to his car because they thought he was super disrespectful.
Everybody wanted to what?
Like, after, you know Dominican Drew. Drew was like, yo, why don't you punch that motherfucker in his face? I'm about to follow him to his fucking car and beat the shit out of that motherfucker.
Like today? No, I'm gonna follow him for like three.
Yeah, 3 days, yo.
Like, I'm not stupid, yo. I'm not gonna listen today. I'm gonna have like a real reason to. Like, I'm gonna just find out where he live at, but then I'm gonna go back there.
Exactly. And then I'm gonna move in for a while. Why? Doesn't mean. No, because when they came on, I was being very friendly, in spite of the fact that he was kind of like, oh, everything he said was about how basically nothing I've done has ever mattered. But who cares? The point of the bottom, there doesn't matter. The thing is this: there's podcasts.
Yo, you got a fucking your fat face is on all these billboards now, yo.
Yeah, that's the thing.
What fucking ESPN.
I'm ESPN or N.
Yo, you're so easy to get trolled.
You're fat.
So easy to get trolled.
Your fat face is all over the West Side Highway.
Yesterday, I was beefing. True. Yesterday, I was beefing about Juan Epstein on Twitter while I was on the air at ESPN, and I'm pretty sure Michael Kay, it's his show, and I'm his co-host. I'm pretty sure he's always looking at Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's sitting there on his computer being like, well, this motherfucker ain't paying attention to a fucking thing we're doing. I'm here making a salary. Just like, oh, these motherfuckers are talking about Juan Epstein. Oh, hell no. As I'm doing afternoon drive.
Yo,
I'm an idiot.
Real quick, before we bring in Tribe, Juan Epstein fans, we fucking love you. Thank you for the support. I don't know what happened in the last maybe year, but even last couple months, the turn-upness of the Juan Epstein fan. Every comedy show I do, there's Juan Ep fans. In the street, people yelling out at me. We appreciate it. Your word of mouth keeps the podcast popping, so please spread it. And not because we're trying to win a podcast war, just because we want to get the fucking dope-ass interviews and dope-ass podcasts out to as many people.
Yeah, no.
And we want to do more events so that you can get the benefit. Yeah. You get the benefit.
Was that it? Because you stopped at a weird point. It was like,
I know. I don't know what else. I'm mad.
It was like a weird like semicolon.
I'm not mad.
It was very strange.
I'm not mad at Elliot or whoever takes shots. I don't even care. I don't even realize it. I don't know anything. When I saw Elliot at the Tidal concert, I said, "What's up?" I didn't know he was taking shots. I don't care. I would still say, "What's up?" But I'm just letting you know that's not how the podcast game works. And if you want to change it and take it over, fine. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm still going to find rappers that I like, rappers I grew up with. My heroes are about to come into this room. I'm still going to do interviews with them.
It doesn't matter. Everyone, there's room.
I'm not even in the game.
No, what game? We're just making a thing. This isn't what we live off of. No one does. This is just for fun. Anyways, guys, oh, here they come. You see them?
Bye.
Bye, Juanito. Bye, Gab.
Oh, God.
Yo.
I want to talk to the group that, I don't know, made me who I am today.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Guys, thank you for shaping my entire life.
Yeah.
Completely.
Appreciate it.
What up?
Thanks for the other night I was talking to a comedian, and he was like, I want to get more into hip-hop. Where should I start? And before he finished the question.
Tribe Called Quest.
Tribe. Start with Tribe.
All right, so Jarobi.
Or Lucy Pearl. You know what? We'll talk about that later.
Jarobi, Fife, and Ali Shahi Muhammad are here.
What up?
What's happening here?
What?
Is it the reissue of the first album? Is that what's happening?
Oh, well, so you want to start right there?
I don't know. Yeah.
This is a reissue. First of all, the album's coming out tomorrow. Or by the time you hear this, it's already out. People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm reissue. Here you go.
Yeah.
The reissue of the album with new remixes, one by J. Cole, one by Pharrell, one featuring CeeLo. And this is the interesting part that Ali told us on Hot 97 earlier. The whole album,
yes,
remastered by Bob Power, which I know excites
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know if that's a good
one. Now, but hold on. But Ali, tell us.
Oh, Bob Power wasn't involved in the first album.
Yeah, he was.
First album?
But he mixed the album.
Right.
So now he's like, you know, so I don't know if people are aware there's a difference between mix engineer and mastering engineer.
People are not aware.
See, so that's Bob mixed the records and he got them ready for mastering.
Right.
But now he's.
But even the first album he was there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that. I mean, I didn't realize that. Bob Power is the fifth member of Tribe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. That's exactly what Ali said earlier today. Oh. Now, Ali, you are the resident. I mean, I guess you and Tip probably battle for this, but you may be the resident nerd music guy of the group, I'd assume, right?
Nah.
All equal or Q-Tip more?
I think, wow, I don't know.
They're both quite nerdy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When it comes to talking Sonics and...
Dude, yeah, they're both
One
quite
is
nerdy.
Oxford, the other is Stanford.
Well, right now, Tip is... you know what? He won me over. I was about to say he's an API guy, and I'm a Neve guy. But
Faders.
I finally flipped over to API.
Sife?
API is the board I learned on in college,
and
doesn't exist anymore.
Which one has the flying faders?
Neve.
Neither? Are you doing an abbreviation Neve. For the word neither?
No, Neve.
Neve. Neve is a
Neve
different
is
board.
A company. Yeah,
got it. And that has the Flying Faders.
The first ones to ever move on their own, right?
Ooh, it's lit.
I don't know if it's the first.
No? Flying Faders?
Maybe.
I thought it was the first.
Maybe. I don't know. That.
We're in a deep level of nerd talk right now.
Yeah.
So you
know. Okay. So who is, is there one person in the four of you? And by the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it. Tip didn't show up to the interviews this morning. Yeah. I don't know if by the end of your press day if he'll end up showing up. Obviously, if you're a Tribe fan, I can't lie to your guys' face and say this isn't a storyline piece that people are going to notice. They will, but we love Tip. He's the homie. I know that this is not shocking to me. I can't say that I was like flabbergasted. Love Tip. I'll see him Saturday at the party, I'm sure. But
honestly, a one-up, it's going to be as great.
I know, but then for our purposes, it actually doesn't make that much of a difference. We've had Tip before. Tip's actually the one of you guys that I see the most. So to me, this is very exciting to have the three of you here, even if Tip's not here. But who is there one person you can point at and go, that is the original first member of the tribe, or is it two who came together who started tribe?
As far as I know, it's Q-Tip and Fife.
Fife, grab that microphone. Bring it close.
Q-Tip and Fife.
It's funny Ali would say that, because as far as I know,
it's Q-Tip and Ali.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Okay. Tribe Called Quest was right. Q-Tip and Ali, whereas we were going to do our own group.
You and Jarobi. Yeah.
Right.
We're going to have your own group. I mean,
decided to go back to school for culinary arts.
Oh, you fucking piece of shit.
He's great.
I'm looking like a genius in 2015.
Long-term play, my friend.
That's why we never knocked it. We knew it was. He taught me my way around the kitchen when I was like 14, 15 years old. Mind you, he's a year younger than me. You know what I'm saying?
So friendship-wise, and talk as close as, I know you guys have to share mics, it's annoying, but as close as you can.
So you two are from the same neighborhood?
Yeah, neighborhood.
Actually, he's from Co-op City in the Bronx.
Oh, you are?
Queens.
Yeah. Fraud. I thought everyone
all this
was from
time?
Queens.
Nah, well, I moved into Queens when I was like 12.
Okay, you lived in Queens.
I met Fife when I was like 11, 12 years, like 12 years old, I think. Yeah.
What, you're visiting like family in Queens?
Nah, no, I moved there from the Bronx.
Oh, okay.
It was getting a little rough up there. My dad was like, you need to like take it to the burbs, my dude. And I was like,
And people thought Queens was the burbs back then.
We thought it was
Queens was the burbs.
He moved around the corner from my grandmother's house.
Where exactly?
St. Albans, Queens.
St. Albans, Queens. Where are you at now? At the same time, way back in the day, 11, 12 years old. Where's Ali?
Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Brooklyn born and bred.
You're the Brooklynite?
Mm-hmm. Brooklynite. Except for that one moment in my life where my mom felt like she wanted to connect with her southern roots. So at the age of, I think it was like 9 and a half, dipped to Newport News, Virginia, where my sister and I begged every day to go back to Brooklyn.
How long did that last?
About a year and a half.
Oh, yeah. That's like my mom's Cali run.
Yeah.
I forgot about your mom's Cali run, Sife.
Did a Cali run in like
a
first
second
grade.
By the way, I don't know. Was your mom single at the time?
She was not.
She was married?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to tell you, fine. In your case, Sife, I don't know how to tell this to you, but you know what happened.
What?
Your mom was she was getting some dick out there.
Oh, yeah.
God. And I'm leaving.
I knew that.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God.
By the way, only me and Sife can talk like this comfortably
to
each other.
I don't want to.
So I'm not going to say it to you guys. Don't worry. Ali, I wasn't going to say the same. I was going to verbalize it differently. Sure. But that's what was happening, Sife. That's why you went to LA for a minute.
Okay.
She was like, she met some guy. He was like, baby, come out here, blah, blah. They hooked up for a few months. She was like, no, guys, we need to start over out here, blah, blah. And then she was like, all right, you know what? I just changed my mind. We're going to go back. They did it. It didn't work out. Q-Tip, where does it all tie together, Fife? Where do you meet Q-Tip?
I've known Q-Tip since we were 2 years old. His mother went to the same church as my grandmother. We ended up going to the same church school. The church ran the school I was there from second grade on to eighth. He was there from third grade on. But I know him from church, Little League baseball, football, all of that. You know what I mean?
So, and were you guys always the best friends?
Yeah. Grade school, yep. Before high school, yep. Yeah.
And at what point between you guys did it start becoming like a rapping thing, like the real music element between the two of you?
I mean, I guess when we started making albums. You know,
so you guys weren't all the whole time when you were kids talking about making music together?
A little bit. We were definitely battling cats in the neighborhood. Once Jarobi moved to Queens, he was beatboxing for us and all of that. You know what I mean? And then I met Ali right before high school or during high school.
Who was better early on? Was there one of you that was decidedly better when you guys were both rapping as little kids?
You know what? I was always better when it came to the off to the top of the head, freestyle, whatever. Mm-hmm.
And you come with the punchlines, which is good for the battle situation.
Right.
Siemens Furniture.
Exactly.
But he was always, he taught me how to construct songs.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he was always ahead of the game. I used to look at him like, where you learn this at? You know what I'm saying? Because leave it to me, I'll battle
just,
for
just straight
album.
Rhyme. You're just going straight bars, right. bars. And he's, you know like what I mean? So structuring.
He taught me a lot. I taught him a lot. And He brought it all together. We wouldn't be here without this guy neither. You know what I'm saying? So,
so who comes in?
All Siamese twins, quadruplets, whatever.
So, you bring Jarobi over to hang. Like, you introduced Jarobi and Tip.
Yeah.
Do you remember Jarobi? Do you remember you guys meeting?
Oh, absolutely. After a while of me and Fife hanging out, playing basketball and sports, that's all we did.
Mm-hmm.
Play sports, and once I found out he rapped, and found out I did the beatbox, it was just a rap after that. And then one day he's like, "Yo, you gotta meet my other homeboy," and I was like, "Okay." And
what was his other homeboy's name?
His name was John.
That's what I thought.
So back in
of course,
come meet my friend John.
My friend John.
Back, like I said, we played basketball all the time, and I think Tip was at Linden, the Linden Gym,
right. Yeah, the school we went to.
I walk in and I see just a pair of shoulders shooting free throws, dude. Just a skinny dude with these big ass shoulders. and we met. And that was it after that. Mm-hmm. I was like, who does a beatbox? Like, for real? And then it was just.
How good a beatbox were you, Jarobi?
I was really, really.
Phenomenal. Killing.
Really, really good.
The thing is, I would have to imagine so. Because, you know, and we'll get into this a little bit more later. But, like, you know, early on in Tribe, there was, especially, like, I kind of got in on Low End Theory and then went back. I already knew Bonita Applebaum, but I hadn't listened to the whole album. Mm. So on Low End Theory, there was no Jarobi, right? Like, I wasn't that aware of Jarobi. So I think for a lot of fans, it was, you didn't fully, until I got older and understand the soul, that you're the soul of the group.
Yeah.
Before that, you didn't understand. But it makes perfect sense when you find out how nice you were on the beatbox, because early on, that's a critical part to play.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It doesn't have the same effect later when you're producing records. Then
right,
you just be,
right.
You don't,
yeah.
So did rapping not come naturally to you? Like, you didn't try to do that?
No, it didn't come naturally to me. And my attention was divided.
What, between food?
Yeah.
Always?
Yeah.
You like cooking from jump?
Jump Street.
Was your family into it?
No, it's just something I got into. Well, you know what? It came out of necessity. You know what I'm saying? Primarily, I had to cook for myself. You know what I mean? Latchkey kid situation. You know what I'm saying? So I had to cook for myself. And
so you put a little this, put a little that.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
And the frugal gourmet every day on the TV.
Yeah.
Kept that on.
I used to watch crazy PBS and all the cooking shows. On
really?
TV. Oh, absolutely.
Yo, you're so hip-hop, son?
I mean, I'm sorry if I'm ignorant, but you're obviously a chef now.
Obviously a chef now, yeah.
Yes.
Where do you do the chefing thing?
I have an event called Taco Tuesday that I've been doing in New York since the summertime. It's the thing, you know what I mean? And I also have an events company called Eats Rhymes in Life. And I do guest chef gigs.
Yeah, he's not. He's not playing.
I'm not playing. I do guest chef gigs. I've done Taste Talks Barbecue.
Are you like a celebrity chef? Like,
I kind of am now.
That's where it's going. That's where it looks like it's going.
Well,
that.
You know, chefs are the new rock star. So
yeah,
it's crazy. And by the way, I want to say this is important. This is important. We don't think about this enough when we're doing the podcast. Okay,
right on.
The amount of important people from the most random fields that randomly listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I had one recently that Dip told me about, right? Because the guy heard me talking about my agent, who's my dear friend, mm-hmm. and he heard and he hit up Dip and is like, you know Peter Rosenberg? And Dip almost fell out of his chair because, like, I stay at his house when I'm out there. He's like, I know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Turns out this guy is a big deal.
Yeah.
And this has happened many times.
Yeah.
So how can people, Jarobi, how can people reach out to you if they want to get involved in the cooking
thing? I see what you're doing.
Because maybe there's some culinary person out there listening who's like, dude, I'm a big shot in cooking and I fucking love A Tribe Called Quest.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
How can people hit you?
Social media, Jarobi White across the board is everything. Make it simple. I have eatsrhymesandlife.net.
Okay.
I have a Gmail address, which is eatsrhymesandlife@gmail.
And life.
Eatsrhymesandlife.
And with the and, though, not the sign.
Not the sign.
Okay.
A-N-D.
All right. I don't want to.
What is Jarobi? Is that your real name?
That's my real name.
What's your background?
Southern black ex-slave. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Jarobi is like your parents giving you some.
My dad, like, you know what I mean?
Afrocentric.
My dad saw some documentary and he was like, oh, Jarobi, that sounds.
What does it mean? Does it mean something?
It's a place in Afghanistan, actually.
It's not even in Africa.
No.
Your dad was just high. Sounds like your dad was just high one night. He was like, yo, that name is tight.
Is him a D or Jarobi?
Yo, let's just do Jarobi, babe.
No, it's going to be Seymour or Jarobi.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dad.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dad.
Baby, what do you think? Seymour? Or Jerobe.
I caught the
You caught the break of
break
all
of life.
Let's keep it real. You're not in Tribe Called Quest if your name is Seymour. It just never happens.
Yeah.
That is
There probably would be no tribe no, if your name was Seymour.
Seymour. Seymour.
Yo,
how's it going, guys?
Fife, you're Trini?
Yes, sir.
And who's Trini in your family? Both?
Whole family.
Everyone.
Mom, dad grew up on the same block.
Yo, son, I remember back in the day, I thought in the rhyme you said.
This was about Trini born black. Like,
no, I thought he said, my name is Monique. And I was like, that is a weird name for a guy.
You mean, my name is Malik?
Yes.
The 5 foot freak?
Yo, when I was young, I thought you said my name was Monique. And I was like, must be like a Trinidadian thing, or
yeah,
maybe
Monique.
A,
the name Monique goes either way in Trinidad.
I remember the day, I remember the day when I heard Malik in another song, and I was like, "Oh,
yo, you guys don't know it because you're rappers. You don't understand how many dumb things fans think of music. Oh yeah, I'm sure you hear it all the time, right? Do you have any common ones that people always will say to you?
Yeah. What are you guys saying in electric relaxation?
Oh yes. What are you guys saying?
I know what they're saying now.
Do you?
We've covered this. I think.
Tell me what you think we're saying.
I have no idea. I don't even know.
Relax yourself, girl. Please settle down.
There you go.
Exactly. Oh, okay. That's what it sounds like.
Exactly.
But the funniest thing is, it at the time, I remember distinctly being like, "What?
What is that though?
Please settle down.
Is it a sample?
No, relax. That's Tip chanting.
Oh, it's Tip.
Yep. Or did all of us chant?
I don't like the fact that you don't start with 8 bars in the beginning of that record, whoever made that beat.
Sorry.
You're right. No, but it's a 3-bar loop.
Okay, well.
So jazz, man. The count, like, well, one of the things I love about some of our songs is that it's, I guess because of the love for jazz, but timing is,
time signature,
you know,
yeah.
Time signature is important, and that kind of off thing keeps you. It keeps you invested in the song, whether
as a DJ, as a radio DJ,
you don't appreciate it.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel you.
By the way, well, no, and by the way, let's be clear. Also, at first, I found the beginning of electric really annoying to cut in too, because the on the drum.
Yeah.
So at first,
so you're trying to cut the but you
it's not
should
the
be
same.
Cutting the drum. Yeah.
Yes, you got to really think about the drum.
Those are the days before Pro Tools and shifting.
No,
and
actually, it's honestly it's better.
It makes the song what.
I understand what you're saying, especially the creative aspect of it. But I'm just saying, like, when you're in a party and you forget and you're blending from the other hook. And the song starts
it's
a bar
off
early.
It's off, yeah.
You're like, ah!
As a non-producer at the time, as an MC, in the immortal words of E-40, tell me when to go.
Right. This is the spot where I go. You let them.
Yeah, they used to be. I'd be in there recording. They'd be like,
start.
Boom.
So how did you feel? Kind of off topic a little bit, but maybe not.
It's
so
all
much.
On topic.
But then, how do you feel about Jadakiss?
Are we gonna make it?
We gonna make
it. I mean, it's repug.
Wait, Jadakiss. But see, you wouldn't blend that part.
You just start
no
with
drums. So I would just, that's the type of record you just throw in. But the drums are so clean in the beginning of Electric Relaxation that you wanna blend it. Like, you made it perfect to blend,
yes.
Except for the, gotta start.
Because
I learned how to DJ from DJ Riz, right? He taught me about counts. So every one of DJ Riz's records has the name of the song, the BPM, and the count before the record starts.
Real DJ shit.
But he would write 16 or 32. He didn't even write 8 bars. So it would literally, when I DJ, I'm like 1, 2, 3, for in my mind, right? And when it gets to 31, 32, that's the snare, and then you fade in the next record. Mm-hmm. So you get into that rhythm. Hip-hop is mostly 8 bars or a 32 count. Mm-hmm. Rarely... Sometimes it's 16. Reggae's mostly 16, which is.
Do you mean on intros?
Yeah, the intros.
On intros, okay.
So that one just always throws you off, and you gotta. I've since fixed it in Pro Tools.
Oh, you have the.
I've ruined your art, Ali.
And made it for you. I made it just right for you. Hey. Okay, gotta get to this right away. Where did Lucien come from, and like, why did he start hanging out, and then like, where did he go, and like, hey, yo, Tip, what's wrong with Snails? Like, where did this all come from? This whole Lucien thing.
I feel he's an engineer.
Lucien?
No, I think he's a random hoodlum from France. That's what I recall.
Yes.
And the words.
He was oversimplifying, but yes.
I can see him smiling off of that,
yeah,
too,
me
right
too.
Now. He's one Papa of the Zulu Nation brothers from France.
Okay.
And
I didn't realize he was a Zulu brother. I probably wouldn't have said hoodlum then. But I think I heard from someone that he was a little rough around the edges at the time.
Yeah.
He was losing it.
That's funny.
So, yeah, Frenchman in America, you know, but Lucien was crazy cool. We met him through the Jungle Brothers. Mm-hmm. And he used to hang out with the JBs, and we used to hang out with the JBs. So Lucien, he's just, I don't know how to explain him. He's like,
we got it.
He was an interesting cat. He always had some kind of story, some kind of adventure, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that's where Tip got the idea to do a song about him, because he was like a mad interesting character.
And some of the things in the song actually sort of happened to him. Mm-hmm. Like, he just would run into these, like, just awkward situations that I guess, you know, maybe a foreigner would in New York City, if you don't really know people. And
right.
You just kind of like, yeah, okay, go with you, and, you know. And
so he would find adventure.
He is.
What did he, and did he eventually go back to France?
He did.
And that was that?
Yeah, well, when we go to France, though, we see him. He shows up, represents. He's a dad now. Life is different. He's, like, way calmer.
I want a picture one day, Saif, with Lucien and Quentin from The Far Side.
Oh.
that is like the characters who are just on record. That. All right, so they're telling us that you need to leave soon, which but I don't know. I thought they knew we had to do this for longer, and I feel like I should guilt trip them on account of, like, I'm no offense, using the fact that Tip didn't show up for the first thing,
yeah,
like, yo, I need a little more time. In the meantime, Saif, continue on from People's Instinctive Travels.
Yeah.
While you handle business.
Well, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, real quick. All right, so what happens musically? We can figure out how you guys met. What happens musically now? Like, when do you start going into a basement or somebody's house and recording?
So, you know, it's so crazy when I think about it, because we started trying to mess around and do demos and stuff. And we was like 13. Well, I was 13. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, every hip-hop group, that's the equivalent of, like, some white kids playing guitars in the garage.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody thought they were going to be in a rap group.
Yeah. But, we started making, we made our first demo at, like, when I was 13. We was just talking about earlier, Routine, remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We did that, Somewhere in Bayside, yeah. And, these guys always had the four tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Uncle Mike, as he's known, had drum machine samplers, four track. And so, me and Tim.
Uncle Mike is from the Jungle Brothers?
Nah. Uncle Mike actually was
just your uncle.
He's my uncle, but he's. I mean, you're a lot younger. Mm-hmm. But he was the national rap radio guy for Elektra, and before Elektra was Sony. So,
oh, okay.
So
he was in the biz.
He's an OG. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
OG.
OG for real, and he had gear, and so me and Tip used to link up on the weekends and go to Uncle Mike's and record, put stuff together.
How any of those songs made it to the album?
Bonita Applebaum.
Bonita Applebaum. Yeah, that sounds like an early four track. Like, here's the drums from here.
But no. We redid it.
Right.
The concept of the song was developed at that time period.
Yeah.
We were like 15.
When did you guys, meet Chris Lighty?
Early on.
He was already around from.
He was around Red Alert and them.
Yeah, yeah, Red Alert and JB's.
He was Jungle Brothers road manager.
Oh yeah, he told me once in a while he used to have to DJ for them too. Just if what's his name was late.
Yeah.
Sammy. Sammy would always be late. I had to start the show.
And did he become like your manager instantly? Was that like just a known thing that's where you would go? That's what would make sense?
No, Chris, you know, well, yeah, kind of. Chris, it's not me, is it me?
It's somebody's phone.
Chris, as road manager, he had qualities and traits of organizing. And the thing about
he was your
Chris,
road manager?
No, he was the Jungle Brothers road manager. But I mean, like, the JBs would do like three shows in one night you know, and just like he would from New York to Delaware and just be on time and just, you know. And so and then Chris would do all that and then come back and go to his day job. And so he, working for Red Alert in that position, Red Alert was a Tribe Called Quest manager at the time. But Red, I think Red had just, as a DJ, I think his focus was elsewhere in terms of management.
Right.
And so we felt really, it was kind of heartbreaking for us when we parted ways with Red. And
was it an actual like part ways situation?
It was, only because we were like, Red, you're partying all night, and then like everyone else is in the office at 9, 10 o'clock. And we felt like we needed that. And so he understood that.
And this is, you're like 18, 19 years old, like having this convo?
Yeah, it was a tough conversation because Red Alert was like Red Alert.
Yeah, of course.
I mean? Like there were only really two DJs representing hip hop on a major level.
Yeah.
And Red Alert was one.
Yeah, one of them.
even though people like to remember, the way people remember things when they complain to us about radio now, they think it was just people playing the symphony and ain't no half-stepping all day.
No.
Like, people have rewritten the books. Yeah, that's not how it was.
No.
It was DJs at night.
Friday night.
Saturday night. That's all you getting.
And that was it.
Yeah, so it was tough. In recognizing Chris's qualities and still trying to keep it in the family of the native tongues and everything that... we asked him to manage us, and we were his first group, and the rest is history on that. You know, may he rest in peace, man.
Fife, let's talk about your involvement, or lack thereof, in the first album.
Right.
He's on
the first album.
He's on it, but it's still, you still have to say lack thereof, because not a lot on it.
Right.
What was the deal with where you were at that point as an MC, or why you played the role on the first album that you did?
People's Instincts of Travels album was pretty much Q-Tip and Ali's baby, as far as I see it. Like I said earlier, we were supposed to do a group. So at the same time, I was running the streets like an idiot, me and it. We wasn't taking it as serious because we were really waiting our turn, I guess you could say.
And at this point, do you think it's going to be a separate thing? Like they're going to do a thing and then you're going to do a thing? You two are going to... Well, do you have a name? Like did you and Jerobi have your own name?
Did we?
Not really.
Not really.
This sounds like a half-assed plan.
Not really. No, it wasn't half-assed.
You were waiting for it.
It's like one hand washes the other. The same way, you know, Jungle put on Q-Tip and Ali, they were going to put us on. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. The same way RZA does Ghost and Meth and ODB and, you know what I mean? Same thing.
But at this point, are you and Tip already a Tribe Called Quest? Like, do you know that that's what it is?
Well, when they were shopping the demo, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But it was basically just y'all two.
Yeah, because the original logo was the two stickmen. You remember that?
Yeah, but it's interesting to hear this from them because I'm like, wow, I remember it differently.
How do you remember
it? That's how Juan Epp is, brother.
That's what we do. We unearth. We unearth.
It was always supposed to be the four-man crew. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's interesting that was their perspective because when we started off early, we were shopping out demos and people were like, don't really understand you guys, don't really feel. And people, you know, often will knock, you know, one or two people and say, yeah, you should get rid of that person and make this change. And we heard that a lot, but we were like, you people are crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And so... it wasn't about listening to them. It was just going at it differently and entering in differently. So Tip and I were able to get our foot in the door based off of our relationship with the Jungle Brothers. So it was just like, let us get our foot in the door. And then it's like, well, then we go, you know? So it's funny hearing Fife say that because that is...
You always knew it was going to be...
I knew that they were going to do
a group. I think you're saying the same thing, though.
Definitely they talked about doing a group and knowing that, but it wasn't... And hearing that, it wasn't like, oh, they was going to do their own off thing.
We were Tribe, though. Like, yeah.
Oh, so you guys, it was almost like Tribe was a collective and you guys were two members of this collective. Is that what you would say? an offshoot almost.
We were going to do our own, but I never felt like it was going to be, we're not part of Tribe.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
Not that. It's just an extension. Always come back. Just like the Woo comes back.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm
saying? So you saw your moments on the first album was just like that was the place that made sense for you to be on.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I wasn't going to turn that down.
And
I also think that Ali and Tip were a little more advanced in
absolutely.
In what
the education and everything.
Well, they were going to school in Manhattan. So.
Fancy. For business careers.
Thanks,
they
Mom.
They were going to business school.
Word.
Nah, how do you feel?
Yeah,
well, no, go ahead.
No,
it's a stupid
question. I want to hear how stupid your question was going to be that you were going to jump in for.
Do you regret Mr. Dinkins being our mayor?
He did okay.
He did all right. He begged him.
He was please left. Look what he was
said,
left
please,
with.
Would you please be our mayor?
Now, by the way, how happy would you be if today was one of those days where Mayor Dinkins just walked down the hall?
When I used to work here,
he's here all the time.
He'd be on the other radio station, and he would just walk by, and every time I'm like, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it.
And for many people who don't know this about Mayor Dinkins, he is 137 years old.
Yeah, he has to be, right?
He is... I mean, he might have been contemporaries with Abe Lincoln when you see him in this.
Contemporary, he was like 84 when he was mayor.
I know, and he's still around. Big ups to Mayor Dinkins. All right, so I decided since they're already going to drag them away in a few minutes, okay. I guess it would only make sense that we just kept it all about the first album, and we'll keep it as just a one ep about people's instinctive travels. And at some point,
my theory.
What?
This is my not even theory. Sorry, this is just
your low end theory.
This is my
preview.
I don't know the word. This is how I group Tribe Called Quest to me, and this is, please don't take this as any disrespect. I look at the first album, which is actually one of my favorites, as like a sub, the sound of it as a sub Jungle Brother album, with the more 80s sounding loops and sample the putting together of the samples. Low End Theory is the first Tribe album where it became its own thing. Even though the first album is fucking amazing, and I don't think it gets as much credit as it should.
Well, now's the perfect time to give it credit, by the way.
Crazy.
After Hours is my favorite record on there.
Really?
Yeah. I love After. The picture painted on After Hours is one of the best things ever. All right, Syph, we're having like Zulu Nation guys standing at the door. Like, it's going to get real in here. Okay. So I don't want this to go bad. Let's do this again.
Absolutely.
I would maybe the only way to do it is to make it like we'll do a live thing somewhere. And I'm a guilt tip since he missed it. So now I have it kind of helps. It might have never happened otherwise, but now I have a little bit of leverage to guilt tip. So we'll do a full one, and we'll just make this all about people's instinctive travels, which you should buy and support and get the remixes. And shout out to GetOnDown.com. They're re-releasing at the end of November. They're putting the entire album on 45. It's the only place you can get it. I'll try to hook you up.
Artwork is colorful and beautiful.
Oh, it's incredible.
That's crazy.
The box set.
They don't even have the box here. These are just the test
boxes,
presses.
Yeah, the box is beautiful.
It's going to be amazing. So that's only on GetOnDown.com. Go get that. It's a limited edition, too, so you're going to want to cop that ASAP. Guys, you're my favorite music group of all time.
Thank you so much.
I think I've told you all that personally before, but I love you all very much.
We love you.
I mean, come on, Fife. Talk that friggin' talk. You know what? You can jump on our bandwagon if you want, even though you're a Carolina fan.
Carolina beat it, too.
I know. All right. Tribe.